The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of the Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And this evening, we're going to take you down to Arlington, Virginia, and to the offices of the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. What they do is help provide financial, educational, and need-based assistance to active duty and retired Marines and sailors, their families, and survivors. So let's find out why the people who work there like it so much.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about how the organization really makes you feel like you're a part of a family. I actually went away for 12 years and came back, so I'm kind of a retread. And there are people who are here who just recently retired who have been some of my closest friends ever and continue to be, as well as a lot of new people who just, you know, I knew coming back and re-interviewing that the people that were gone, you know, sure, where they were missed, but that the new people coming on board had been taken in and been made a part of the collective. So it was great.
When I got here, it felt so comfortable. The idea only entered my mind once about moving, and then I actually rationalized to myself, what in the world would you ever want to do that for? Because I enjoyed what I was doing so much. I knew I wasn't going to be able to go to another job and get that same kind of fulfillment. So for me, the feeling was immediate, and I still felt close to the military, being, you know, working with the Navy and the Marines, and still felt like I was doing something and giving back to that those groups. So that's what it was for me.
We're very volunteer oriented. We're big on recognition, volunteer recognition. That whole volunteer week is very special here for obvious reasons. So I think that's part of the culture of just giving back and serving. So that's reflected in how employees are as well. You'll see people who really are passionate about what they do. How can I help? You know, even if it means, you know, always going the extra mile. You don't want to, of course, burn out, but you see people who really care enough and they want to find a solution because we're dealing with tough problems.
One thing that is specific to the society that you probably wouldn't know unless you worked here and I thought was interesting when I came here was our saying of spend what you need and not a penny more. I always found that saying perfect when you're dealing with donor dollars and how you have to tell people to get the job done so you can support the clients and the service members, but also not to spend too much and be responsible with the funds that we get.
And then I'm just going to touch on one thing where it says here, you know, when a new employee really belongs, I'm going to have to say it's the Christmas ornament, that if you're a new employee and Christmas time comes around, you get to place your Christmas ornament on the tree, but years go by and each Christmas we still, you may not be here, you may have been retired, you may have moved, but each Christmas you still are here because your ornament still is here.
To me, the WOW is our visiting nurse program. We're the only military aid society that offers home visits by registered nurses, be that with a new mom and baby or our combat injured and their families. So that allows the clients that we work with to have that financial side of the house with the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, but then we also bring in the nursing piece to address all the other issues that they may have going on, be it access to medical care or other resources that they may need.
But I had more volunteers that actually said they wanted to come in than I had space where I could plug them in. And I just was thinking, wow, I mean, it's a weekend, it's a Sunday. I can't believe that I have more people raising their hand to come in and help than, you know, than I can even plug in. I mean, and that's just the kind of people that are attracted to the society and why I feel so lucky that every day I'm around people that really have a servant heart and want to give back and help people. So just being surrounded by people like that every day naturally makes the culture just a nice place to be because you work with great people every day.
I wanted to just touch upon how management trusts its employees with decisions like when we're in disaster mode. They give us, there's a group of people, we sit there and we handle all the decisions that need to be made. We don't have to worry about going as high up as we can go. We work as a team to make sure that the field is supported and we make sure that they have what they need so they can do their job helping service members that are in disaster situations. I'm considered an area trainer and developer, so I get to be in both worlds. I get to be here at headquarters and work with a fabulous team and the divisions that we have. But then I also am able to go out to the field and be in awe of our volunteers and everything that they accomplish with sometimes just one employee, and the rest of them just take it and run, and we try to evaluate what would improve their environment and their opportunities, whether it's training or communication, and then take all that data and bring it back and then reach out to those that can make changes and make differences.
I find something amazing about the society is that we have always at headquarters had Friday was casual work day, casual day. You didn't have to wear work clothes. And in the past, very often, people at headquarters seemed to take that a little far. But then we started really paying attention to branding, and Shelley came in, and it amazes me how many people on Friday choose to wear their branded shirts, because it has now become an organizational thing that we're proud. You know, we put on our branded shirts on Friday, and instead of wearing a t-shirt like we could, we now wear a branded shirt because we're part of the team and we are proud of that. And I find it very interesting that that has
evolved
mm-hmm. right into what Friday is now. Instead of being casual Friday, it's now branded shirt. Right. Yeah. And yet we're proud of that. Yeah. We all are on board with that. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that's amazing.
I want to thank Shelley Marshall for organizing my visit and to all those who participated in this piece. Kim Zamagni, Josie Militello, Monica Woods, Wayne Osborne, Susan White, Tammy Akis, Brian Brookbank, Winnie Ursini, Holly Robertson, and Talisha Woods. To listen to this again, read the transcript, as well as see pictures of the participants and the offices of the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, all you need to do is go to denverfrederick.wordpress.com.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.